The gospel for this fourth Sunday in Lent is taken from John 3, 14 through 21.
In the gospel, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. When Moses took this snake and made it solidified, had it solidified by God, and then put it on a cross, when he held it up, people were getting bit. There was the plague of the snakes. And people were getting bit all over the area. And whenever you'd hold that bronze snake up there on the stick, people would look at it and they would get healed. So then they started to go out and get more of these bronze statues on poles and start to look at them. And what happened to us today is when we get sick, we look at the crucifix, look into the eyes, and we concentrate on him. And in many, many cases, he not only heals us, he frees us. So that's a very powerful comparison that's being made today.
And then it goes on to tell us that the great scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. In the Catechism, section 219 says, God's love for Israel is compared to a father's love for his son. His love for his people is stronger than a mother's for her children. God loves his people more than a bridegroom his beloved. His love will be victorious over even the worst infidelities and will extend to the most precious gift, his most precious gift. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God's love is everlasting.
That's important to really understand what that all really means. He loved the world so much. He loved the people in the world. He didn't love the things, he loved the people. And he loved them so much that he's willing to take everything from them. And he realized that there was just getting poorer and poorer. And so he came into the world to save the world. He was the only person ever born to die. When he grew up, he started to draw a following, and he told them what his plan was going to be. And they didn't really understand it. But it's important for us to understand that he was the part of the covenant that the Father sent him to do. He sent him to die so that we could live and rise and be in eternity just as he is.
You know, so many people today don't feel loved. And they're doing things today that are unseemly in order to receive that love from another human being. And you know, the only one that can fill that void in you is God. No human being can fill that void because no human being can love the way God loves. God loves unconditionally. He doesn't look at all the bad things we do and the things that we've done wrong. He only looks at the heart, and he knows every heart needs to be loved and to love. That's the Mother Teresa talked about that to us and said that we need to experience God's love, we need to feel that love, and then go out and give that love to others. That's why there's not much love around in the world today, because most people are looking in the wrong places for love instead of into God and his word and recognizing that it's right before them and right within them. Now Nicodemus had just, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in this passage, and he had just Jesus had just told him that it is by baptism in the Spirit, by the Spirit. And so he received the Spirit. He was born again. He talked about his going back into the womb. Well, you have to be born again of the Spirit. You have to experience that you're loved over and over and over again. And that's where you do experience his love, is when you accept God into your life and you do it by faith. Because he was His love is so incredible that it doesn't matter what you've done wrong, He's always there to bring you back into His loving arms.
You know, when you say bring Him back to His loving arms, He's coming to us. We don't even have to go search for Him. He's there with us, and He wants to be there with us. And that, you know, He came, as He said earlier there, that He is the light of the world. He came to really deliver us, wanting to be with us. And it's so important because we sometimes have a tendency to become so acclimated to not being able to find Him. And it's important for us to remember whoever believes in Him will not be condemned. Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned. And if you believe in the Lord, you don't have to be powers of anxiety. You don't have to have all of this stuff going on. You will be, when you believe in Him, you will not be condemned. You will be with Him. But whoever does not and has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. That's how powerful that name is. That every knee has to bend. And this is the verdict, that light come into the world, that people perform darkness no light, because their works were evil. And people do that, whether they murder, whether they steal, whether they rob, whether they commit sexual perversion. It's always in the darkness. They don't want anyone to see this. But He knows that.
You know, the Catechism tells us again that the title Son of God signifies the unique and eternal relationship of Jesus Christ to God His Father. He is the only Son of the Father. He is God Himself. To be a Christian, one must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that's the core of our faith, is our belief in that. And whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. The reward of everlasting life, just by having that faith and believing in Jesus Christ. But you know, we've had, so many of us have had wrong concepts of who God is. A punishing God if we don't do the right thing. We have to come back. God is not that way. He just wants you to turn to Him. God is a God of love. He loves you so much that He gave up His only begotten Son. And His only begotten Son is God Himself. And so He gave Himself so that you could have life, and life to the full. And you know, why are we not having life to the full? Do we really believe what God has done for us? Do we really believe that we are acceptable to God just as we are? Do we believe it? If we really believed it, we'd live a life of joy and peace and love for others, not looking and demanding it from other people, but giving love and accepting the others for who they are.
That's really so true, Marie. Very powerful. And no, it's all of this truth, the truth that comes to the light, the truth that Jesus is. He's the light of the world. And that His light is to shine through you and I, through all those that believe in Him. And it's that light that shines through us and goes out and touches others. That's the light that brings them out of the darkness. That's the light that gives them courage and hope. That's the light that brings about change. That's about that brings about rejuvenation. That's the light of freedom.
And you know, everyone who does wicked things or harms his brother, he hates the light. And he doesn't come towards God. He doesn't come towards light. And if you have the light of Christ in you, he won't come towards you either. He'll hide his works. And because what will happen is if he came towards you or he came to Christ, his works would be exposed. His evilness would come out. And, you know, and whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. So this week is on the love of God, the tremendous love of God. that he has for us, and we'll go into application for this week. The first reading shows us that God restores those who repent. The second reading tells us that we do not have to live under sin's power any longer. The gospel promises eternal life if we believe in Christ. This week, show others how the light and love of Christ shines through you. By your actions, show your kindness and gentleness to your family members, classmates, or co-workers. Be specific and pick out a particular person each day and let the light and love of God light up your life. By being patient and kind, be generous and humble, not jealous or rude. Practice this for 1 week and you will light up your whole family, school, and job. Let your light shine. Let your light shine.